Proclamation number 7127, dated the May 22, 1958. Why is a past memory taken from us? If you humans looked at your earthly life as a final chapter of an infinitely long process of development, you would eagerly cover this last short stretch and spare no effort during this brief lifetime on Earth to bring your higher development to a successful conclusion. But since you lack the memory of your past life, since you only know for certain about this short life on Earth, you do not generate any particular enthusiasm. In fact, you are rather indifferent to what is yet to come. You spend little thought on what awaits you after your earthly life. But you have to go through life without past memory so as not to be influenced in your will, thoughts and actions. If, however, you were able to take just a small glimpse into your past life, you would be horrified and unable to continue living, or, driven by extreme fear, you would do whatever is demanded of you only to avoid this appalling fate and be liberated from every physical form. Thus, I would indeed have the power to prompt you into a way of life which corresponds to my will if I allowed you to take this retrospect. But my love for you is great and wants to prepare unlimited happiness for you which, however, excludes all coercion of will. In order to be eternally, blissfully happy, you have to live completely voluntarily in accordance with my will, i.e., in accordance with eternal order. You should realize that it is an act of mercy and a labor of love on my part that I removed your past memory, partly to spare you the knowledge of a surmounted earthly life, and partly to enable you to reach unlimited beatitude. But I do not leave you without knowledge, even if this knowledge is not verifiable. Thus you will know of your previous state, but it does not burden you unduly because you have overcome it. Yet the knowledge could encourage you to increased spiritual endeavor which, nevertheless, proceeds in total freedom of will and therefore results in utmost blessing for you. And therefore I can only ever tell you, don't reject anything but take everything into consideration that informs you about the purpose and goal of your earthly life, and also take the information of your past embodiment into consideration. Think about it, and always live your earthly life such that you can justify it to yourselves and need not fear accountability before me either. But believe that your earthly life is not pointless and that it is a different purpose than the mere preservation and satisfaction of your body, which is transient and whose lifespan you cannot determine yourselves. And if you are unwilling to accept additional information, if you don't want to accept what is not probable, then at least hold fast to the Word of God. For as soon as you listen to it with faithful sincerity, it will also kindle a small light in you, and much will turn out to be comprehensible and believable to you which cannot be proven to you either. Just try to establish contact with the spiritual kingdom in some form or other, be it in thought or through your will for your Creator, or through labors of love, which are an absolutely certain bond with me. And you'll discover secrets which will unveil themselves to you in order to help you travel the last short path of your development successfully. But don't just live indifferently. Don't just let your corporal wishes dominate your every thought, for I created much around you which could stimulate you to think. You are surrounded by all kinds of miracles which are the products of my love and my might, which should give you evidence of me. And then try to establish the relationship with the one who reveals himself to you in creation. Then you will be saved from the appalling fate of having to go through all these creations again. And you will be liberated from the form and able to enter the blissful kingdom of spirits, where you will live in freedom and light, in beatitude. Amen.